I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/AmItheButthole, where this girl installs secret hidden cameras to spy on her stealing roommates. Am I the butthole for installing cameras without telling my housemates? I, a 20-year-old woman, live in a shared house with three other girls. I will call them Sarah, Kate, and Zoe. Kate is friends with Zoe, but the rest of us aren't really friends. Whilst I'm on okay terms with Sarah and Zoe, I've never really liked Kate. We have a shared fridge, where we have a shelf for each of our things. I've noticed that my food and milk constantly goes missing. I see multiple times a week that a large portion of my food and milk is gone. It's unbelievably frustrating and also very time consuming and expensive having to buy and cook new food. I always believed it was Kate because one, she is awake late in the night, 1 to 4 a.m. I am asleep then and I tend to notice that my stuff is missing in the morning, and two, I've asked all of them about it. Sarah and Zoe both deny taking my stuff, but Kate gets all defensive and says I shouldn't accuse her when I've got no proof. I was complaining about it to my friend, and he said he was in a similar situation, and he got a fridge camera. I thought this was a great idea, so I got one, placed it discreetly inside the fridge, and decided to wait a week. Sure enough, it was Kate, raiding my food daily. I confronted her about it, because now I had the proof. I showed her the footage, told her to never do it again, and that she should repay me for what she took. She went mental. She said how dare I put a camera in the shared kitchen without asking the others first, and how it's so invasive to record others in their own home. I explained that the camera only recorded the inside of the fridge, not the whole kitchen, but she didn't care. She's since said that she'll never be able to feel safe in her own home again. Zoe has sided with her, and they're both calling me a butthole, saying I should have asked everyone first, even though this would have defeated the whole purpose. I said that none of this would have happened if Kate hadn't been stealing my food and lying about it. Sarah has taken my side, so it's pretty tense in the house at the moment. So, am I the butthole? So there we go, guys. That is the end of post one. Before I even say anything, get your comments in down below. Do you think OP was in the wrong or in the right? I want to hear what you've got to say. Now, for me, look, it's not the best thing to install secret cameras and spy on people. I mean, that's kind of against their privacy. But I feel like in this situation, OP was pushed to go to this length. If Kate wasn't stealing in the first place, OP would never have had to do this. It's as simple as that. Like, look, I expect Kate to say, why did you have a camera in the fridge? That's fine. But then OP can just say, well, why were you stealing my food in the first place? Don't do that, and I won't do this. It's pretty simple. Kate's in the wrong, and by the way, it's definitely the butthole. Taking someone's food without asking, that's a bad thing to do. Now moving on to our second post. Am I the butthole for customizing my burger? For my niece's, my sister's child, 10th birthday, a few days ago, we went to a restaurant. I am pretty picky about food, so I thought it would be easier, rather than complain about the burger place she wanted to go to, that I just take along some of my own stuff. The actual meat is okay, but they do horrible oversweet brioche and fancy named complex burgers, and it makes the food basically inedible. It's so disgusting. I ordered their most basic burger with just some lettuce, and I brought my own bread, some cheese, and some barbecue sauce. Nobody said anything at the time. None of the staff cared, and honestly, I think the guys at the next table were pretty jealous. But afterwards, my sister told me that I was being a total butthole and ruined the evening, drawing all of the attention away from my niece on her birthday. My niece didn't seem unhappy. Basically, nobody commented beyond, haha, don't you want one of these fancy burgers? I got to eat food that was actually edible, and I don't think I was being a butthole. But I don't know. Was my sister just being weird, or does she have a point? All right, this one, I'll be honest, guys, is pretty clear to me. Opie, I'm sorry to say it, but in my opinion, you are definitely the butthole in this story. I think it's just a bit embarrassing overall, even if you're saying that the attention wasn't drawn away from your niece. The fact that her mum, your sister, is saying that it was, is enough to suggest that it was. She was annoyed by it, which means probably other people were as well, even if they were joking around. It's also just a weird and kind of strange thing to do in the first place. I think it's also slightly disrespectful, right, to the restaurant. Like, no, I'm not gonna have your food. I don't like it. I'm gonna bring my own and eat it at your table with your service. I'm not really sure that's right in the first place. I mean, look what this comment says. I'll flash it up on screen right now. A restaurant isn't your personal kitchen table. It's a place of business. You don't get to walk in there and make yourself a meal with your own food for a myriad of reasons. You're the butthole and shockingly lacking in social graces. Wow, couldn't have said it better myself. Now moving on to our third Am I the Butthole post. Am I the butthole for calling the police on my fiancé? My fiancé and I have been together for 3 years. I used to live close to work and use public transportation. But after I moved into his house, which is hours away from work, I bought myself a car, since I'm a nurse, and also since there aren't any hospitals close to where we live that I could transfer to. My fiancé's car hasn't been working for close to 2 months now. It requires so much money to get it fixed, and he refused my financial help when I offered it. Instead, he would ask to use my car every now and then, and I agreed as long as it's when I'm not working, and also since he only uses it for trips to the supermarkets, etc. On New Year's Eve, he told me he wanted to use my car to go and hang out with his friends and celebrate, but I declined because I had to cover a night shift and needed my car to travel to work. However, he insisted and even suggested I take the night off or swap shifts with another nurse, but of course I couldn't do that last minute. I thought he dropped it then. But when I went into the shower and got out, I couldn't find him nor my car. I freaked out and started calling for half an hour, but he didn't answer me. I tried again until one of his friends picked up. I demanded he give the phone to my fiancé, but he said they were out, confirming that he took my car and told me that my fiancé said that it's better that I skip my shift and he'll be back with my car later. I couldn't take it. I felt so enraged. I had my fiancé on the phone telling him I did not consent for him to take my car to go and hang out with friends, and I said that I'd call the police to get it back if he refused to come back with it. But he didn't take me seriously, so I ended up calling the police, and he and his friends were picked up at the bar where they were hanging out, then taken to the police department. I got my car from there and still went to my shift. My fiancé was let go hours after I left, and he blew up my phone with missed calls and texts about how I was out of my mind to call the police on him and put him in this situation. I did not respond, but when I got off work the next day, we got into an argument, and he said that he couldn't believe I'd do this to him. But I told him he made me do this, to which he responded that I was petty and callous, because not only did I ruin his New Year celebration, but all his friends aren't speaking to him after I put them in this situation as well, and he then kept giving me silence about it. I did consider this a form of theft, especially since he went behind my back after getting a no from me, but he was shocked that I'd even imply that he was a thief, and said, "What's yours is mine and vice versa, so I shouldn't be using the terms theft and stealing." Now look guys, take the title on its own, Am I the Butthole for calling the police on my fiancé? You're probably thinking, yes, who would do that? That's weird, that's crazy. But in this story, it's the exact opposite. OP, your fiancé is a massive butthole. I can't believe he's done this. There's gonna be now no trust in your relationship. The trust is gone. Just like your car, is what I'm gonna say. And look, ultimately, it's pretty sad, but Opie has felt that they need to go to the lengths of calling the police to get their car back and go to work. Put it simply, yeah, there's been a success, right? You've got the car back, you've been able to make your shift. Your husband-to-be telling you to not do your very important shifts as a nurse, telling you to let him use the car and do what he wants, it's just strange. Like, I really don't see this relationship lasting much longer. I'm sorry to say that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now for our fourth post. Am I the butthole for telling my boyfriend not to be his best friend's best man at his wedding? I, a 26-year-old woman, had been with my boyfriend, who was 27, for 2 years. We recently found out that we are expecting a baby, and we're both excited about it. He has a best friend that got engaged to his fiance over the summer, and they plan on getting married in May. He asked my boyfriend to be the best man. They've known each other since childhood. Now, here's the conflict. The fiance and I had a falling out last year. We used to be really close, but she pulled a complete 180 on me and went behind my back. When I confronted her about it back then, she looked completely confused and asked what she did and how she can fix it. I wanted to believe her, but I felt that she should have known already why I was mad at her. My boyfriend is still close to both his best friend and the fiance to this day, since he's known them before dating me. He mentioned that he could bring me to the wedding in case something happens with my pregnancy. I told him that I wasn't going to sit through and watch someone who betrayed me celebrate love. My boyfriend understood that, but he told me that being the best man was very important to him. I lost it and told him that if I'm not going to the wedding, then he shouldn't be the best man and should prioritize me and the baby. He dropped the conversation after that. I told some of my friends this, and they said that though the pregnancy is important for him to be attentive to, I should move on from the drama and let him be there for his best friend's big day. I still stand firm because it'd be awkward with his fiance if I went, and his best friend can find someone else to be his best man. So, am I the butthole? Yeah, OP, you're definitely the butthole. I'm sorry, like, that's the most obvious one ever. Look, don't get me wrong, it's not ideal that you've fallen out with the fiance here, but that shouldn't detract from the fact that this is your boyfriend's best friend. And the best friend has asked your boyfriend to be his best man. Like, who cares about your petty little thing that's gone on with the fiance? Who cares? Be bigger than that. Be more mature than that. Go along for your boyfriend and for his best mate. Surely that's more important than your petty little argument, whatever it's about, who cares? I also don't understand, right? Yeah, okay, I get it, you're pregnant, but he's not prioritizing the wedding over you and the baby. Like, I'm sorry, you can have a day on your own, that's fine. You'll be okay, don't worry. It's not as if you're about to give birth or anything like that. Just let him be the best man. It's not that big a deal. You don't have to go. You can go, you don't have to. No one really cares, to be honest. Let him go and do his thing, have a good time, come back, and be with you and the baby. And now for our final Am I the Butthole post. Am I the butthole for not being there for my wife when she had a miscarriage? By the title, it might sound bad, but hear me out. A few months ago, my wife and I found out she was pregnant. Around a month later, we found out my mother was terribly ill and in the hospital in Morocco. We decided to take the airplane to Morocco while the borders were still open. 5 hours before the flight, my wife found out that she had a miscarriage. She was rushed to the hospital. But I was now stuck between staying with her and visiting my terribly sick mother. My wife begged me to stay, but I couldn't, since the plane tickets were expensive and there was no guarantee my mother would be alive when she felt better. When I told her, she started sobbing and refused to talk to me. I felt bad the entire flight. When I arrived and got picked up by my sister, she asked me where my wife was, and I told her the truth. She started yelling at me, telling me that I'm a butthole and she's a fool for being with someone like me. My brothers, though, think I did the right thing. I've received millions of angry messages from my in-laws. My mother, though, died 2 days after I arrived. A day after the funeral, I went back home. My wife refuses to talk to me, even though I've tried to apologize and explain that I just lost my mother. So, am I the butthole? Now this one, guys, I'm gonna be honest, is so tough. Like, this is just a lose-lose situation. It's unbelievable. It is crazy, the title being Am I the Butthole for not being there for my wife when she had a miscarriage. Immediately you're like, what? Are you serious by that? But look, two horrible events happening at the same time. You have to pick one of them, don't you? Someone's going to be upset. Ultimately, in that situation, just go with your gut. And I think you did. And to be fair, if you think it was the right decision, then ultimately it was. Look, it's a shame for your wife, obviously. Like, that is a really tragic event that has happened in both your and her lives. And that's horrible. And of course, you would have loved to be there. Well, not loved, but you would have wanted to be there, if you get what I'm saying. But your mother's dead. At least you got to see her 2 days before she died. It's like a lose-lose situation. What do you do? I think personally, you made the right decision. But ultimately, this was a lose-lose situation. But I'm sure that your wife will understand that. She's just probably quite hurt in the short term, as you'd expect her to be. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/AmITheButthole. If you'd like more content from this subreddit right away, please do check out another video on screen. Remember, guys, get your comments in. I want to know what you think. Are these people the buttholes or are they not? You might agree with me, you might disagree with me, you might disagree with my logic. That's probably to be expected. It is a bit weird. But yeah, comment down below and I'll go through and heart some of my favorites.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.